Hello guys, it's me, it's Jenny. How are you all doing? It's currently raining, so a bit of a disclaimer. It's February 27th. It's already, we're already at the end of the month. I'm sorry if I wasn't able to update you for the past few weeks. I tried making the fourth episode and the first episode of this season, but I thought it was uploaded. I just waited for it, but I realized, oh yeah, I didn't publish that. So I went back on Anchor yesterday and found out that the one that I recorded disappeared. It vanished into thin air, so I need to re-record all of these. Anyways, based on my announcement, I'm sure you have a glimpse of what is happening, okay, today. Well, same old, same old. We're still talking about the Filipinos, okay, the Filipino culture. I want to start by saying that it is pandemic, still pandemic. A lot of people are not being able to go home. And a bit of a disclaimer, I'm gonna talk in Filipino, and I hope that my international audiences can bear with what I'm talking about. If you have a Filipino friend with you, you can surely get a glimpse of what I'm talking about, or what I'm going to talk about, and you can have them translate it for you. Anyways, yeah, it's raining here in the Philippines. You know, it's cold. It's supposed to be a bit hotter than usual because it's almost summertime or summer season. Yet it's raining and it's cold. I want to sleep again, and yeah. You might be wondering, this is the Nightcast podcast, and the speaker is usually recording at night. Well, here's a story. Before I was recording at night, really late at night, to sum up what the Nightcast podcast is about. Well, I was just beginning my podcast before. That was for the season one, I think, until season two. And then there were change of plans, and I needed to adjust some of things. So sometimes I record at midnight, sometimes at morning, but now I'm recording at morning since I don't have classes yet. By the way, yesterday we just returned our classes for our second semester, but there are no profs available. So I mean, we already have our schedules with our profs, but they haven't met us yet. So yeah, moving on. my post recorded podcast, I've talked about memories. Yes, and today I'm still going to talk about memories, but there will be slightly changes maybe on what I'm going to talk about. It's still about memories. It's still connected about the Filipino blood, of Filipino culture, and everybody else's culture. And I know, and I do know, that you are waiting for it, because I've seen a lot of people struggling to talk to someone now, and it's just deliriously turning into an anguish state. But bear with me. Anyways, sa mga ka-Filipinos ko dyan, what's up? Kumusta kayo? Hindi ko nilagay itong pop socket ng mic. I didn't put the pop socket of this mic to hear my voice loud and for you to hear it clearer than usual. But anyways, it's been a best time before. those memories, di ba, na i-cherish mo sa bawat pagkakataon na kung pwede mong ma-cherish yung isang bagay, you will choose to cherish and cherish and cherish every single thing. Kasi there's always this kind of emotion, you know, na hindi mo maiiwasan na magkaroon. There always, or there will always come a time na magkakaroon ng ganun. And you wouldn't even be able to imagine how hard it may seem to somebody else. But if it's your choice, well, what's the problem, right? Turning about memories, wow, this is just a drastic change of what we are as Filipinos. Like, damn, like, so damn. Nung bata ako, sigurado ako makaka-relate mga Filipino audiences dito. Nung bata ako, we used to spend our Christmas time with our family members, relatives, mga ganyan. Same pa din naman hanggang ngayon, pero things have changed. Everything have changed. Like, naging busy sila lalo, naging busy din kami, naging busy lahat. Hindi mo rin may iwasan na parang maiyak na balikan yung times na nung bata ka, ang pinoproblema mo, paano makakabili ng pogs ang hindi nahuhuli ng nanay mo, paano makakabili ng text ang hindi ka pinapagalitan, di ba? Ako yung tipo ng babae na, alam mo yun, yung girly at the same time boyish or tomboy kung gumalaw noon yung elementary. Karamihan din ng mga lalaki doon gusto kong kalaro, ganun. Kasi nakukulan ako, I mean parang it's cool na makikita mo sila naglalaro ng text at pog. So, until I've tried that, it was really good. Yung mga tumbang preso, mga tamaang gitna, luksong tinik, luksong kabayo, luksong baka, ano pa, luksong kalabaw kung ano pang gusto nyo. Yung Chinese garter, yung trumpo, ano pa, yung, ano na yun? Sipa, ayan, sipa na yung gamit yung sa Tansan na may parang straw stripes, ganun. Kung maalala nyo. Pero kung yung childhood ninyo ay puro sa bahay ninyo, hindi kayo pinapalabas kaano, it's not a bit worth it. Kasi nung bata ako, marami akong kalaro sa bahay ng lola ko. So, palagi kaming nandun sa bahay ng lola ko. Buhay pa yung tatay ko, yung lolo ko. Nanay kasi ang tawag namin sa lola namin sa mother side, mama ng mama ko, and tatay naman sa father side, yung papa ng mama ko. And then, we always roam around whenever I'm there or whenever I was there na naglalaro, ayan, may magyayaya. Syempre, tanghaling tapat, gusto nilang matulog ka, ikaw gusto mo maglaro. Ang ending, pawis sa pawis ka, hindi ka pa nakatulog, pinagalitan ka pa. Pero madalas, pinapatulog talaga magtanghali eh. And, what else? Yung mga feud, it will never be a memory for young Filipinos kids. I mean, if they didn't experience having feud with their friends, like bati na tayo, ganyan ganyan, locking the pinky finger and say, oh, it's okay, we're friends again. Pero ayun, unfortunately, yung mga taong nakalaro mo nung bata ka, they're not the same anymore. They're not your friends anymore. They're not talking to you anymore. You have your own priorities. Kasi yung ibang nakalaro ko nun, may mga anak na, they all have their children. Even at a young age, yung iba kasi doon mas bata sa akin. Some of them were really younger than me. Yet, they already have children. And they're still in high school, I think, or senior high school. But I cannot judge what they did to their lives. I mean, it's a matter of choice too, but you know, you can really judge someone without knowing the full story. And to me, I was just, you know, I just felt like time is running out, or I mean, time was running out before when I learned that almost all of them were pregnant. Because some of my friends back when I was a kid, or when I was younger, they were siblings, okay, and most of them got pregnant early. But we cannot underestimate nor judge that, because we were not, and we will not, and we are not in their shoes. I remember this youngest, so siya yung bunso, no, siya yung bunso sa magkakapatid. Nabuntis din siya nung I think bago siya mag senior high, or senior high, I think. Before, nung high school pa lang siya, high school na din ako noon, pero mas nauna kasi ako. Senior high na ata ako noon, tapos high school pa lang siya. We were still talking kasi napaka-close din namin nung bata kami. Diba? Pinapagalitan pa kami ng lola niya, kaso namatay na din yung lola niya noon. Pinapagalitan kami ng lola niya pag naglalaro kami sa may tapat ng bakuna nila o sa front yard nila. Tapos, nagulat na lang ako, diba, nung mga, kahit elementary pa ata ako noon, before ako mag-high school, na, or high school na ata ako noon, gulat na lang ako, buntis, ganito. Ha? Sabi ko, naglalaro lang kami ng Chinese garter dati. Ang nilalaro lang din namin, mga bahay-bahayan, mga aswa-aswangan. Alam niyo yung Shake, Rattle, and Roll na movie, sala na yung may parang pangit na monster doon. Yung parang, may jeep kasi kami dati, kasi naibenta na nung grade 10 ata ako yun, oo. Tapos, yun, kakalabas nung Shake, Rattle, and Roll movie na yun, nilalaro pa namin yun, magkanyari may monster. So, gugulat na lang ako nung high school ako, nabubuntis, nagsibuntisan sila. So, sabi ko, grabe, sabi ko, wow, yung mga nakalaro ko lang noon, tingnan mo naman, magiging nanay na. Diba? Mas lalo ako nagulat dun sa bunso na akala ko hindi siya tutulad. I mean, not judging, pero parang inisip ko lang na hindi to matutulad sa kanila na nabuntis sa maaga, kasi parang feeling ko naman natuto na yung mga ate niya sa nangyari, but still, wala. It obviously is a matter of choice on whatever you do in life. Like, for example, you got pregnant early and you're still living with your parents. I mean, kahit pa nakatira ka sa parents mo, kung may trabaho ka na, stable yung job mo, na natulungan mo sila, well, it's not your obligation, no? I mean, parang hindi naman sa pagtatanaw ng utang na loob, kasi that's a very toxic Filipino culture, but yung alam mo sa sarili mo na natulungan mo din sila in any way, diba? Bago ka sana nagdagdag ng responsibility or responsibilidad sa sarili mo at sa pamilya mo. Kasi, ang pangit naman na nag-aaral ka pa ng high school, tapos dalawa-dalawang iniintindi mo. Iniintindi mo magpadede ng bata, iniintindi mo yung mga module mo or yung online class mo, iniintindi mo yung mga project mo, iniintindi mo lahat-lahat. So, anong lagay nun? Mental health problem. Tapos, wala pang kwenta yung tatay. Diba? Napaka disheartening nun, kasi you have the own choice to proceed with your future. Kung baga, tinutulungan ka lang ng Diyos at tinutulungan ka lang ng future mo, kung saan ilalagay yung sarili mo. Kaso, ang problema, ilagay mo yun sa ibang lugar. Nga sabi ko, never judge a book by its cover. We shouldn't judge them. Pero sana, inisip din nila yung consequences. Hindi rin sapat na sabihin mo na bata pa kasi ako noon. Yes, bata ka pa, pero already, lalo na kung high school ka na, imposible, wala ka ng sariling pag-iisip at that time. Alam mo na ang tama at mali. Kahit hindi ka pa tumungtong ng 18, kahit hindi ka pa tumungtong ng 13, you already know what is wrong and right. Lalo na kung tinulungan or tinuruan ka din ng mga magulang mo na kilananin kung ano yung tama at mali. Yes, sex is good. I haven't tried it. Sex is good, right? Disclaimer, the sex is good. For those who are married. For couples who are stable in anything. Na alam nila yung gagawin nila. Yes, nagsisex sila, but there is protection. No? Ba't ikaw, ang bata-bata mo, nagsisex, nakikipag-sex ka or nagsisex kayo? Ba't hindi ka gumagamit ng protection? Tapos, pag nabuntis ka, diba? Parang iisipin mo, kasalanan mo yan, ganun. Parang iisipin mo, napakalaking responsibility. Well, in the first place, you should think, I'm not blaming those who got pregnant early. Well, you may think that it sounds like I blame them for being pregnant or what. Pero isipin mo or think about the consequences of those deeds. Sino ang kawawa? The child. The child will suffer. Broken family, lalo na kung... Ang dami kasi nasasira, di ba? Kapag nabubuntis ang lalaki, tapos siniiwanan. Ba't kasi ang daming ganong lalaki? Ang daming ganon. Na once they get you pregnant, they will leave you. Ang dami kong ganon. Hindi lang sa TV. Is that only in movies or what? And on Hollywood movies, it's rare to see a guy who leaves because the girlfriend got pregnant. But in the Philippines, marami. Really, realistically speaking, hindi siya exaggeration na may galit ka lang sa lalaki. No. Because I'm still in love with someone right now, but I don't think that it will be good enough to continue it, to continue that relationship. So next time, the next episode will be on the verge of focusing with loving someone and yung experience ko na magmahal ng isang tao. Lalo na at siya ay isang Pilipino din. Wala naman pinagkaiba kung foreigner or Filipino, di ba? Pero, ayun. Siyempre, Filipino yung, we will talk about it later on. I'm sure a lot of people will satisfied, maybe, or will relate to it. But I'm sure as hell it will be nice. Moving on. Let's go back. Guys, mga lalaki, kung kayo man ay nakikinig nitong podcast na ito, sana maisip ninyo ang mga pinaggagawa ninyo sa mga babae, lalo na yung mga binuntis ninyo. I think there's nothing wrong with sex or having sex, but make sure you are in the right age, in the right time, not only in the right place, because I think and I really know that there is no perfect place for sex. But there is a perfect age and perfect time for it. I have nothing against those who have sex couples. But to make sure you know your responsibilities and yung edad niyo. Siguraduhin niyo naman na kaya niyong i-handle yung responsibility. Kung hindi niyo kayang mag-alaga ng bata, kung hindi niyo kayang mag-anak, gumamit kayo ng protection. Magana lang ba ang condoms? Diba? This is a matured episode, I think. Napunta na sa memories hanggang sa condoms. But how much is condom? Is a condom, rather. Or how much are condoms worth? Magkano ba ang condom? Bakit kina-emphasize ang condom? There are people that I have been interviewing or that I've asked about sex stuffs and even men. May mga nakilala ko niyan sabi, mas maganda pag walang saplot yung sabi. Mas feel, sabi niya. Mas ramdam mo, sabi niya. Mas masaya. Mas masaya. But I don't think that I really don't think that it's enough reason for you to not use such. Kung ayaw mo gumamit ng condom, ilabas mo. Huwag mong idamay yung babae. Yes, you're both having fun. You all have the responsibility, both of you. But ikaw as a guy na pinaka-responsible doon, kasi hindi ko naman sinasabi na pinaka-responsible ka porket lalaki ka, no. Kasi ikaw ang susi, diba, para makabuo ng bata. At responsibility mo yun na to make sure na hindi maagrabyado yung babae. So if you don't want to get her pregnant, then use protection. What is wrong with that? I feel sorry for those women who struggles financially, mentally, physically, in any way. Right? If you leave that girl brokenhearted, please guys, to all the boys, I'm not begging for anything, but if you are not ready to take responsibility, do not get her pregnant, or do not do things that will make you reckless, or do not do reckless things, in other words. That's the only thing that will matter. Your future, the career, and everything, it will matter. I know a lot of people who are in the right age, who have sex, and yet they're in good terms, they have stable jobs, they're happy. Of course, not really genuinely happy kasi may mga times na magkakaproblema talaga, but, diba? Well, at least, yung focus nila nasa trabaho, nasa pamilya, nasa ano pa lang. Wala pa sila sa point na kailangan ma-pressure magpakasal, kailangan ma-pressure gumastos, kailangan ma-pressure manganak, ma-pressure sa ganito, pressure sa relationship. Walang ganon. Kasi they know how to manage their responsibilities. And in every responsibilities, there are integrities. Or there will be integrity. Keep in mind that in every memory that we serve, there will always be a turning point. Diba? Sa bawat memorya, sa bawat mga iniisip natin, hindi mawawala yung mga ganitong senaryo. Bringing up ko ang pagkabata natin, bringing up ko ang pagkabata ko, bringing up ko kung ano yung mga dapat at hindi dapat gawin. Nasa sa inyo na kung paano nyo i-a-apply yun sa sarili ninyo. Diba? Anyways, it's still raining. Thank you so much for listening to the Natcast podcast. And an announcement, of course, the Twitter account. Yes, I know that you've been waiting for it for so long. I'm gonna work on it later on. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And this is me, Jenny, staying with. Ciao!